Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Kingdom of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Philippians 2. Thank you, Master. Can you see why the Lord led us to go this direction on Kingdom of God? I sure can. I am learning. Philippians 2 and verse 19. He said, I trust in the Lord Jesus to send Timotheus shortly to you, that I also may be of good comfort when I know your state. For I have no man like-minded who will naturally care for your state. Now, this was the churches and the saints that he was writing to. He said, verse 21, for all seek what? Their own. What are we told to seek? Kingdom. Seek first the kingdom of God. By contrast, what are most people doing? Here he said all. That's a big word, isn't it? All seek their own and not the things which are Jesus Christ. Let me read this to you from the Amplified. He said all seek to advance their own interests and not those of Jesus Christ. But Timothy's tested worth. You know how as a son with his father, he's toiled with me and zealously serving and helping to advance the good news. Amen. The gospel. Yes. To advance the good news. Being kingdom minded means you're always thinking, how can we advance the kingdom? How many understand God didn't give us this truth and these words and the manifestation of the Spirit to hide under a bushel? Right. He wants us to get it out. Yeah. He wants people to hear. He wants people to see. He wants people to know. Right? Yeah. I'm excited about the steps that the Lord's helped us with already. The internet. Yeah. Right? The TV. Yeah. Other things that are in the works. We got to get the message out. And not just us, other people, other ministries, other outreaches are already doing wonderful things and many God's raising up. But we can't just relish in their accomplishments, because when they get rewards, we're going to want some. You know, people try to rationalize and say, well, look at so-and-so, boy, you know, they're on all these stations, and look at these people there holding crusades and reaching a million people, and look at these people. Well, that's great. That's wonderful. But that don't get you rewards. That don't get you rulership over a city. So we thank God for that. But we must think, how can I, me, moi, today, me, today, how can I advance the kingdom of God? Two major ways you can do it. You can do something, or you can help somebody do something. Yeah. Right? Yes, both of them count. Amen. So you're doing something God's directing you to do, or you're helping somebody do what God directed them to do. Yeah. Either way, you're a part of the advancement of the kingdom of God. My. Advancing the kingdom of God. Go to Matthew, please. Matthew 13. And then Luke 18, and I think we'll be there. Advancing the kingdom of God. You know, Christians used to sing Onward, Christian Soldier. People talk more about being a good soldier and the advancement of the kingdom, and some of that's been lost, hasn't it, in these generations today. But did the Bible, it's the scripture, it's not just old time, it's the scripture that said, endure hardness as a good soldier. And what we have not seen in modern societies, we've not seen people that are hardened as far as their determined and their resolve and willing to pay any price for the kingdom. We've got a bunch of softies. People that are not willing to be inconvenienced. We have a, how many understand we live in a convenience-oriented generation? What's comfortable? You got people that won't even come to church. If it's a little bit difficult to get a parking place, or if it's a little too warm, or if it's a little too cool, or if you have to drive over, you know, 15 minutes. You know, these guys driving 3 hours. That's one way, right? 3 hours, one way to go to church. Well, now that really blows folk out of the water. They can't drive 20 minutes. Doesn't it? Makes them look bad. And you know what? When people stand up before the Lord and he says, why didn't you go to the church I told you to go to? Well, Lord, you know how far it was. It was like 35 minutes one way. He'll point at Jim and Giovanna. He'll say, I got millions like them. Are you listening? So that don't hold water. Why didn't you do it? Well, I couldn't make myself available to serve in that part of the church because, you know, Thursday's the day I work in my flower bed. And, you know, I got to take care of my cats on Tuesday. And, you know, I get my nails done on Wednesday. And then, you know what I'm talking about? We have a whole society that is so convenience, comfort oriented. And there is not this cry and this desire and this fire in the belly that you see in the, martyrs. Martyrs of the Bible and of the generations after them, people like Jesus himself willing to lay it all down. Willing to give his spirit, his soul, his body, right? For the kingdom. See, we've got men and women in Iraq, Afghanistan, other places. You see the reports. Somebody died. Somebody lost their life. And we got people who make fun of that. Or we got people who talk about how ridiculous it is that somebody would lay down their life. Well, that's being disrespectful. For these people who are willing to protect us. It's amazing how ignorant people are. We were attacked. We were attacked. Now, what are you going to do? Wait till it happens again? Just wait, and that's what our enemies were counting on. They figured we'd just wilt. Thank God for our courageous men and women who go face fire and are willing to pay the ultimate physical price to protect their wife and kids and husband and kids and parents back home and us so we can have church this morning. Right? People think, well, boy, the world has really come to a mess. No, I did not even think twice that we might get blown up in church this morning. Did you? There are many places in the world where they do. They're scared silly about it. Why? One big reason is because our people are over there. They're fighting this. They're willing. This is for a temporary, earthly nation. And security. That's just a vapor. But is it worth it? Thank God that it is to them and to us. And we honor it. How much more though? How much more for the kingdom that is everlasting? That there is no end should you and I be willing to spend our last dollar. Right? Use our last bit of strength. If it takes it, lay your life down. And be glad about it. Right? For the kingdom of God's sake. See, we've got husbands and wives that are here in the States that have not seen their spouse or been with them for months and months now or years because they're doing the job. And they're being strong, many of them. Because they realize it's a job that's got to be done. But you see, people in the church don't have that mentality. I've had pastors tell me, I don't know what to do. My wife is so mad at me all the time because she says, you're just busy in the ministry all the time and you have no time for me and you have no time for me. Well, what if he was gone for 3 years? We should be willing to pay these prices. Did you hear me? And she ought to quit whining and get in there and start helping him. Well, we have to go and be away from home, and I don't get to eat what I like, and I don't get to sleep on my bed, and we do. Oh, hush! You're acting unworthy! Well, it's hot over there. Well, bless your little whiny baby heart. Get a clue! Stand up! Be a man! Be a woman of God! Be willing to give you all! Get up early. Stay late. Spend all. Give all. Do all. If it costs your life, it costs your life. But it's the kingdom of God. This life will be gone soon anyway. Right? See to it that it was spent well. That if it did cost you that, fine, but that it was worth something. The young men and women that have died on the foreign field in our military, in my mind, there's no question, they have not died in vain. The world's a different place. Right now. And for the future. It's buying us time. I said it's buying us time. Somebody said, yeah, but it's just a natural thing. No, they're buying time for the church. It takes on eternal kingdom significance because they're buying time for the church where we can move around still with freedom. And the gospel can still go out of this place and around the world with a lot of freedom. And more so in some places than it's ever been. Takes on kingdom significance. Said out loud, I will live.
I will die.
I will work.
I will spend all.
I will give all.
For the kingdom of God.
For the love of God.
For the master's sake.
For the kingdom's sake.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Advancing the Kingdom, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1402C. That's R1402C, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.